This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 647. This one is for you, St. Louis. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops Adorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA.
Coming to you from the exotic land known as Canada, eh? You're listening to another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now we present your awesome hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Madros, the commander of the Fell and master of demons, Vandeth, the non-vegan meat shield, my warrior brother, Toasty, and the high priestess of the Everlight, Allie. She ain't from Canada, but it'll work. It's the internet. Just go with it. They are bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
Hey, Toasty.
Yeah?
Are you going to ask for it? Are you going to ask for the song?
Play fucking Gloria.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Allie. Hey, Allie, how's it going?
It's good. You know, it's Monday. I'm admittedly a little tired, but, you know, things are good. It's good.
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
And Toasty, how are you doing today?
This has been the best week.
Really? What happened this week that could make it the best week?
No idea why.
Let's see. The St. Louis Blues in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals defeated the Boston Bruins with a score of 4-1 to become the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in their 52-year history. And it's glorious, and I love it so much, and I definitely cried. Oh.
Yes, we saw you cry.
It was everything I wanted. Except I didn't get to go down to St. Louis for the celebration.
Yeah. But you got to watch it.
Leg. Yeah, I got to watch the live stream, and then like I also watched a bunch of people I follow on Instagram and Twitter, like streaming from the different parties that they were at. The FOMO was super real.
Yeah.
But you know what? St. Louis Blues are Stanley Cup champions, and I'm so happy.
They are indeed.
Yeah, it's been a good freaking week.
That's awesome. And I'm sure you've bought many, many things this week.
Yeah.
Care to share with the class?
What did I get? There's a Stanley Cup Champions towel and pennant. I got that. I got 3 Stanley Cup Champion patches to apply to jerseys. I also got my Stanley Cup Final patch in. I grabbed a couple Stanley Cup shirts. And 1 hat. And I'm trying to figure out which jerseys I want to get. Which apparently is going to be harder than I wanted it to be, because Adidas is scaling back on making the white away jerseys. Somebody was looking at the catalog for the upcoming season, and only Canadian teams and Pittsburgh and Vegas have their white away jerseys available for sale.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, a little bit. I want an away Blues jersey, because that is one jersey I want to put my Stanley Cup champion patch on, because they wanted wearing that jersey.
Yeah.
So I have to actually. So if I can't, if they're not going to be selling them anymore, I got to find somebody that still has it in stock and buy one up.
I'd get on that right away. Yep. They might have a sale on those. Might have a good run on those.
Yeah. I'll have to look around.
Cool.
Yeah. That's what I got.
I'm glad you had a good week, and I'm very glad for you that you're. That your Blues won. I did the required cheering for the Bruins, as you saw on my Twitter.
Yes, I did.
Prepared statement and everything.
And now we can move on from that nonsense of somebody cheering for the Bruins.
Oh, there was definitely somebody cheering for the Bruins that day.
Oh yeah, I know a couple of people who were cheering for them.
Traitors.
We did not get along that day.
I can't imagine.
I wonder why.
Oh, well, all in good fun at the end of the day.
Indeed. So how was your week in World of Warcraft, sir?
My week was... I spent a lot of time beating my head against Brawler's Guild. Because... Oh my god.
Which one are you stuck on?
Ahuru? That Draenei dude. That shoots out the little balls of light or whatever.
Yeah.
I read it that I'm trying to do everything according to... Like, I eventually caved after trying to figure it out on my own and went to WoWhead. Like, okay, how do I do this?
Yeah, that's what I usually do with Brawler's Guild. Like, I'll try to figure it out on my own, and then when I can't, after, like, multiple deaths, then I go look it up.
Yeah. It's a multi-phase fight, which really screws me up. Like, okay, right. Like I can't stay alive long enough to I died pretty early into phase two, but I gotta figure out how to manage my survivability enough to make decent progression on it. I am noticing progress. Like, it's not that as though with each attempt I'm getting worse. I am getting better. It's just, it's very slow going.
Can I suggest that you just don't die? I mean, that helps you progress.
Yeah. You know, I did try that, funny enough. And it what didn't ended work. Up, God. What ended up happening was that I died. So, you know, it was a back to square one kind of thing.
And that's rough on the multi-phase fights, because once you finally get one of the fights for the one of the phases down, and then you get into the next one and you're so excited, and then you die and have to start all over again, that could be a little frustrating after a while.
Yeah, and it was unusually busy on the days that I was playing. Like, when did I do that? I did that on what nights was that? Can't remember. It definitely wasn't Wednesday night. Definitely wasn't Sunday. What? I can't remember what days those were.
Ultimately,
I remember thinking that there are way more people here than I expected there to be for whatever day of the week it was.
I think at this point it's more because it's a lull in between patches.
That's fair.
I know that's when a lot of people head down to Brawler's Guild.
Yeah.
Because it's something to do.
That's why I'm there.
Honestly, it's a lot of fun. I actually wanted to get there this past week, but I ended up going on my Hordy for a little bit and leveling instead, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm there right now, because right now all I'm really trying to do is grind out the Heart of Azeroth levels, and realistically that doesn't matter too much to me right now.
Right.
So, trying another content. Content that I've been neglecting. So right now that's been Brawler's Guild. I've been thinking about going back into Mythics and tackling all that. Oh, we'll see where that goes. But that was the frustrating part of the week for me. Just beating my head against Brawler's Guild. That's kind of the point of it. I want to do it. I want to make sure to hit rank 8. Because I want that Crocolisk mount.
You'll get it. I believe in you.
a nice mount.
It is.
I never will have that mount, but I don't really care about it, so it's fine.
No.
All right. Well, then you can't really complain about it.
Correct, and I wasn't. How was your week there, Ali? Assuming you're done, of course, Toasty.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I did some more Mythic Pluses with the guild. And, you know, the normal island expeditions and incursions and world quests. I did my world quest weekly. Made sure to pick it up first. And I, like I said, did a little bit on my Horde tune. Not much. So I'm hoping to do more maybe this week. It was ended up being a really busy weekend. And I also did a lot of work on my Iron Man tune, who is now level 23, which is where I was last time when I died to a neutral crab. But I'm feeling good about it. I'm just not going to play it, you know, when I'm too tired. That's what happened with the crab. So that's good fun. I like it a lot. And that's basically it. Nothing huge, nothing too exciting, but, you know, I'm enjoying it. Just kind of chilling and relaxing when I'm playing, you know?
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Yes.
Shooting some b-ball outside the school.
That'd be cool if that was actually in-game somehow. I don't know how to make that work.
I'm surprised they haven't found a way.
Well, I mean, there's a football game.
Right.
So it could be basketball.
They could do some kind of mechanic where, you know, the vehicle mechanic we use in the world quest for turtles going to the water, you know? Like, they could use that as, like, the arc to, like, get it into the basket.
There you go.
And, like, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get on it, Blizzard.
just for the sake of the joke.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they want it.
They have to have Devil Swords getting in the way, though.
Yes.
Nah.
That's just fun.
Hornets. Giant hornets.
Nah. Dinosaurs. Gotta have dinosaurs. Raptors, preferably.
Not hornets.
Anyways.
How was your weekend, Wild Medros?
Not too bad. Did some world quests here and there. I did get the quest on all my characters, so that was good. Smart to do that. However, I actually haven't completed the World Quest Weekly on any character yet, so I'll be doing some of that tonight. And I did two characters through the Darkshore Warfront. Neither of them got anything good. Both of them have better already than what they got, so whatever. RNG hates me. And that was about it. Not much else. Just doing the usual stuff. Did make sure to get some world quests that gave resources for some of the characters that are a bit low on that. But yeah, other than that, just been basically doing the general basic stuff, not doing too much. Though I did hit another character hit Exalted with the final reputation they had for the current expansion. So they hit Tortolan. That was my druid. So now the only ones that I believe that don't, the only one that does not have Exalted with all the reps is my Panda Monk. That is 120. I've got, of course, the other characters that are not yet 120. But of my 120s, that's only one character that doesn't have all the Exalted reps. So that was pretty cool. And that the bonus rep from this week definitely helped there, because it basically meant, like, go do three world quests for Tertolans, and I completed that, so that was really good. And yeah, not much else, just been trying to work at getting stuff done, so excited to see what happens with 8.2, whatever that decides to hit. So
I don't know what it was, but, like, I walked by the quest giver for the world quest, so I'm like, you know what, yeah, do that, and we'll sit down and get and crank it all out today, because you can crank it all out in the night if you really wanted to. And then I thought about it, like, do I really need the war resources? No. I'm exalted with everybody. I'm not close to hitting the Paragon rep thing for any of the factions. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. It was just, I just was not feeling that at all. I think, probably just because that's the majority of my playtime in WoW these days is world questing. But it was just not appealing. I did remember to pick it up. I just, didn't do anything with it afterwards. So, I picked up the quest. You guys can't bug me next
time. All right. I will make sure to note that for next time this event comes around.
You're going to bug me next time. I know it.
We will not bug you about not picking up the quest next time.
I don't believe you.
Allie, you have my permission to tell me no if I tell you to bug him about not picking up the quest next time.
We'll see.
She won't do it either. She's going to do it too. See that tone tells me that she's going to do it too.
No, it just kind of like, if I'm in the mood to be sassy to you, Toasty, then yeah, I might. But, if I'm not in that mood, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just be nice and have your back like I do sometimes.
Maybe. Time will tell.
Indeed it will. All right, well, let's talk about our first sponsor of the week, shall we?
Okay.
So our first sponsor, of course, is the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes of Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Star Wars, and, of course, Game of Thrones. I've got a highlight of Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko Pop is one that, well, if you haven't seen the final episode of Game of Thrones, the final season of Game of Thrones, you might be lost. So this week is King Bran in a wheelchair made of wood.
Which still just has me baffled that was the choice, but that's a whole different discussion.
Well, let's talk about that. So there's actually two variants of this one. One is him in wearing some furs, carrying the dagger, like the dagger. And then there's one that is just him in his kingly attire. Now, what about this Funko Pop makes you confused or unhappy?
No, it's not the Funko Pop. The Funko Pop looks great as always. It's just more the fact that he was the one chosen to be.
Oh, so it's the choice of him to be king of the six kingdoms. Gotcha.
No, the Funko Pop. Yeah, the Funko Pop's fine. It looks good.
Okay.
I feel like there should be a little raven maybe on it or something, since he's a three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
Not that we ever see him like hanging out with a raven per se, but you get what I'm, saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. I personally like this one because it signifies the end of the series, but I definitely understand the unhappiness that some people might have over this one. But I mean, maybe he'll be a good king. Can be worse than some of the other ones. Not possible.
Yeah. It's a whole different discussion that would take over the whole show. Like, we don't need to get into it now.
All right. So next week we're gonna have all things Westeros, and we'll talk more about Game of Thrones next week. Man, that would have been a great name for a show back. 8 years ago.
Yeah, if you're making like a Game of Thrones podcast.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get on that?
Lack of foresight and time and energy and editing and planning. Yeah, lots of things. Anyways, if you want to check out this Funko and many others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA and use Shop10 to save 10%. We want to thank Funko for their support of the show. Alright, so what's coming up in Azeroth this week?
Well, this week in Azeroth, in WoW, if you will. And I say that because of just Azeroth, because we have Burning Crusade Time Walking from the 18th through the 24th, which, if you already have your mounts for Burning Crusade Time Walking, it's a great time to still get badges to use on the Draenor mounts once that comes around again. And we also have the recently announced WoW Classic Stress Test. It's starting on the 19th, and I think it's going through the 21st. And they're going to be having everyone who has a WoW subscription have access to the Classic WoW beta stress test. And just to warn everyone, because I did this the last time it came around, it's probably testing the ability to have that many people log in at once. And it's probably testing the ability to have that many people questing in the same zone so they can test their layering. So you may not get in. You may struggle to log in. So don't get frustrated with that. Expect that's going to happen. Now, of course, this is probably going to be coming out after that stress test is done. But I believe there's one more that happens before Classic comes out. So get in there, you know, poke around, have some fun. And maybe while you're trying to log in, throw up Netflix or listen to this show or something. Yeah.
I will make a promise that I will try my very best to have this episode out in time for that stress test.
Starts in 2 days.
I know.
Editing like a boss. You could do it, I believe.
To be clear, editing like a boss is probably just going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to listen and it's done. That's the way you gotta be sometimes. That's how we gotta be. All right. So, I have a question, guys. And I'm very curious of your answer here, so please do answer as honestly as you can. Are you aware that a maximum level of 120 will be reduced in the future?
Yes.
Now we are.
Were you aware before this week that a maximum level of 120 will be reduced in the future?
To be yes. fair, I had a feeling. Remember, we talked about this a while ago when the last stat squish happened. I'm like, they're going to do a level squish. Just watch.
Well, plus it was discussed in a Q&A with Ian.
Okay, but in fairness, you can talk about something that does not mean that people should expect it's definitely going to happen.
No. That's not how the internet works. So you say something and it's definitely for sure going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to win the lottery this week.
We're not in the... Oh, I guess.
We are on the internet. We are talking on the internet. In fact, if you'd like, I can put it on my Twitter and make it happen that way. And therefore, it is absolutely on the internet. So yeah, flaws in logic there, just saying.
Yep.
So, Blizzard sent out a survey, and one of the questions was, are you aware that the maximum level of 120 will be reduced in the future? An example, level squish. And I found this quite interesting, and I think a lot of people found this very interesting, in that it's not a maybe, and what are your thoughts on that? It's not a, we might do this, we are considering doing this, we want to get your thoughts on maybe doing this. It is a statement of fact, and questioning your awareness of this fact. And that very much threw me, because that's not how you really do things, and that's not really how Blizzard does things. They tend to either state in an announcement they are doing something, or they maybe throw a few, you know, softballs out there to see how it's going to go. This is not a softball. This is absolutely a hardball. And I'm really kind of not sure I'm liking the idea of this level switch at this point, personally. But I see it's likely going to happen. What do you guys think?
Well, when we talked about it last time, I was very much in favor of the level switch. And I'm still very much in favor of the level switch. It'll help people get over that psychological barrier of coming into this game like, oh no, 120 levels? That's a lot. And I realize that functionally, if they were to cut it down to say 60, functionally it would be the same. At least if we just a straightforward squish. Depends on how they do the squish. But yeah, I don't know. As I had said when we last talked about this, I am very much in favor of level squish. I think it's a long time coming. Probably should have come 20 levels ago.
It probably is a long time coming. I think it's smart. You know, because like you were saying, it's getting to be a bit daunting. The thought of going from 1 to 120. Next expansion will be 125 to 130. And pushing that number down will help with that a lot. Because also that number is kind of getting ridiculous. It's just level 120, level 130. Like, it's becoming a really high number now at this point. I'm really curious to see how it's going to be handled. I'm on board with it. I like the idea. But at the same time, if they knock it to, say, all the way down to 60, for example, I can only imagine how long it would take to get just one level. And I know that's what it was like in vanilla, but if they're going to squeeze this much content into just 60 levels, I think it's going to increase it even more so. And one of the things people enjoy about this game is that sense of accomplishment. So if it takes too long to get a level and you lose that bit of accomplishment, that also may not feel well or may not feel good to players. So I'm on board with it. I'm curious to see how they handle it. And I also would like if they found a way to honor those who did level to 120, like a feat of strength or something like that.
I mean, I feel like that's what would happen. They would turn all those into feats of strength. I don't see how they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and you know, Stower in Discord's talking about Paragon levels, and that's something I know a lot of people have suggested. I like that idea of Paragon levels myself. But the last couple times I've seen this mentioned, it sounds like it's just a legit squish. Like, I don't know if they're going to consider Paragon levels, but who knows? A lot could change between then and now. But I think if they did Paragon levels, it wouldn't hurt as much to those who are already 120, because maybe that would be honoring that level a little bit more.
Maybe. Well, now this is something that I saw earlier. I was watching that Taliesin and Evitel video for this week, and Taliesin had an interesting suggestion, and when I heard it, I really liked the idea of this. So basically, you squish down to level 60, right? So that 60 is the max level going into the next expansion, and then the next expansion would add another 10 levels or whatever. So all the current content is all the current content, including BFA, would be squished into the level 60 level range. So you got the way Taliesin had suggested doing it was you do vanilla you do the vanilla content as 1 to 40 content.
Right.
And each zone, you know, each expansion would be 40 to 60. So you got BC. If you wanted to level up in just BC, you can do 40 to 60 in BC. And you want to do just Wrath, you can do 40 to 60 in Wrath, so on and so forth. So the reason behind doing that would be to enable people to actually play through an entire storyline while they're leveling up, because right now that's very much not the case. You're going to spend a couple, you're going to spend a certain chunk of your leveling in BC and Wrath content.
Yeah.
And not necessarily complete it before moving on to the Cataclysm Mists content and then the Warlords content, etc., etc. So in doing it this way, you get the, you do 0-40 or 1-40 in vanilla. And you can pick, you can choose which story you want to play through and complete. After the fact, you can choose to do the BC, you can choose to do Wrath, etc., etc. And then the next expansion will just be the we'll say they continue the 10 level increments. Mm-hmm. So the next expansion would be 60 to 70. An expansion after that would be 70 to 80. So that keeps them safe for 6 expansions before they do it all again.
See, here's the thing for me. Given that this now sounds like a foregone conclusion, this is going to happen. There's no way around that. I want it to be vanilla 1 to 20. And then each expansion gets 5 levels.
Well, I mean, that's... The problem with that is you got more zones than levels. In some cases.
Okay, so vanilla 1 to 30. And then, yeah, 6 expansions, 5 levels each. Because you have the 30 levels. There's 60 levels.
What that'll do is it'll give us what we have now, where we're potentially not finishing that content. We're potentially not finishing content before we move on to the next bit.
But that's inevitable because they change what is required to level up. Like, every expansion, when a new expansion launches, the expansion before it, they make it easier to level up in that expansion. So you're inevitably going to have that, no matter what you do in this situation. Unless you revert it back to, you have, like, it'll be five levels for an expansion, and it will take the entire content of that expansion to do those 5 levels. Or you can't move on past that expansion until you have completed all 5 levels, or all zones in the expansion, or something like that. Like, that's the only way to force that.
Well, another way to force it is just doing what I suggested. I mean, you you're not going to level up through all the content. You're not going to, like, the idea is you pick one and then just do that. And then move on to current content. Like, I'm going to do just vanilla and Wrath, for example, and then when I move on to
then you're invalidating 5 expansions for the content.
Yeah, but you'll be able to play through the entirety of the content within that expansion, and then on your next go through, you can pick a different one, or pick the same one.
Okay,
maybe and I'm sure a bunch of people are just going to skip BC. I mean, I think that's a foregone conclusion. Nobody likes leveling through the BC content anymore.
Well, as no, much nobody as... likes looking like a clown.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Let's be honest. Nobody likes looking like a clown.
That's what transmog's for.
Exactly. But I feel like... I think you and I are seeing the problem as two different things. I'm seeing it as a perspective thing. Like, the amount of time it takes you to level up should not change. The amount of content you go through to get to the max level should not change. You should still have to go through all of that content. The appearance will just be that it is less levels you have to gain. That's my perspective, is that it shouldn't be, you only have to do vanilla plus one expansion to get to max level. It should still take you just as long as it would currently to get to max level. In my opinion. Again, just my opinion. But I don't feel like they should be making it a faster process to get to level. This, as far as I've seen the explanation being, is a perspective thing, a visual thing. 1 to 120 is a, looks like a lot of levels. Let's reduce the number of levels. It should still take you just as long, though.
Right, I'm not saying that it, like, in the scenario that I laid out, that any part of it would be faster. It would take just as long in terms of leveling up.
So you're going to make it, so you're only doing one expansion, but it's going to take you 5 times as long to complete that expansion? Like, in your theory here, what you presented, Toasty, I start a new character. I do vanilla for whatever levels, and then I choose Mists of Pandaria for my thing. So Mists of Pandaria is going to take 5 times longer than it currently does to complete Mists of Pandaria, but I will get all of the levels I would get in that expansion.
Yeah, because right now you're only doing 20% of the content for each expansion anyway. You're only doing 1 or 2 zones per expansion before you move on to the next one right now.
Okay, but you're still making one expansion last much longer than it currently does.
Right, but okay, so I'm going to level 3 BC. I'm going to level 3 BC for, what, 4 or 5 levels before I move on to the next one? Instead of doing 20% of each expansion, you're going to do 100% of the other 5. Of one of the 5, sorry. So it would take the same amount of time, theoretically, if it's done correctly. But you actually start and finish a single story.
I understand what you're saying. I just feel like what you're suggesting is basically invalidating years of people's work that will never get seen again.
Well, I mean, how much work is being invalidated right now? Right now you have the choice of going from vanilla to Wrath or BC content. How many people are skipping BC content? I'm willing to bet a lot of people are skipping that.
Okay.
And same with Cataclysm and Mists. People, like, you have the option of going to Cataclysm or Mists. How many people are going straight to Mists?
Okay, but Toasty, people are still seeing one of the two currently.
Yeah.
They're still seeing one of those expansions instead of, out of the 6 expansions, they see one.
Like, well, they're going to see a complete one.
Basically, you're saying, true, they see a complete one, but, I mean, okay. So, I guess I'm confused as to what the goal of this level squish is. Is it to make it so you only have to do a little bit of stuff? Like, just...
I think the goal of the level squish is to get people past that psychological thing when they're coming into the game as a brand new player of, oh, I have 120 levels to go through. But I think while doing that, they could potentially solve another problem where, let's face it, the storyline that we experience while leveling up as a new player is very confusing. If you're leveling up as a Horde, you start out with Sylvanas in the war room, but you're questing around and encountering Garrosh, and Vol'jin's alive occasionally, and then you got Thrall. You got Thrall stuff if you're in Wrath and all that other stuff. So this way, you're taking a snippet of the story. Granted, in this scenario, the 0 to 40, the vanilla experience is still horrifically messed up. I don't think there's a way around that at this point, unless they just choose one and go with it, but I don't think they can. And then you get a single complete storyline. So my scenario the scenario that I've laid out, I think would solve 2 problems instead of just the one psychological hurdle that is leveling to 120 as a new player.
I hope that Blizzard can find a way to make it work for everybody.
Like, people are going to complain either way.
Yes. Okay. I hope they can find a way to make it work for as many people as possible. And I hope they, before they actually do this, that they give a lot of explanation of how it's going to happen, what it's going to affect, what it's going to be like. There needs to be a lot of explanation, a lot of details around this before they actually do it.
Yeah.
Or they are going to really piss off people. I don't know.
They'll have, like, Jeremy Fiesel come on and do another video thing about it or something.
Okay, but I'm saying they need more than they normally do. Like, much more than they normally do for any new feature. This is a significant effect on every player. There's no player that's getting away from this. So they need a huge amount of detail and basically answer questions until there's no more questions left. No more of this, you know, we're going to select a few questions here or there. Basically, answer everything that can be answered. Leave no question vague or unanswered, because if people feel like their concerns were ignored, they will be furious. Maybe it's just me, though. Maybe just me.
No, I think this has the potential to upset a lot of players. I mean, let's face it, if you're already 120 and all of a sudden you log in and you're 60, for example, you know, that's going to hurt. And so I understand that completely.
Yeah.
I think they'll take the time to explain it, because I think they're smart enough to realize that there are going to be a lot of people who may not agree with that choice.
Yeah, like there are a lot of people who don't read the site, their website, don't read fan sites, don't have any experience with their live streams or anything like that. And those people, if they don't know this is coming, will not be happy.
Yeah, but they'll probably have something in the when you first log in, as they have with every new content patch, like, oh, here's what to expect in this content patch. How many people actually read that?
Very few, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So, like, when you have something like that come up and people don't read it, I'm not going to hold my breath that people are going to not freak out about it.
Yeah, Buxley says, I think they'll explain it, but would there be a negative reaction if the level changed from 120 to 240? I think very much so. I think it'd be just as negative a reaction. Because it's still... Basically, that would make it feel like all the work you did was just as invalid, because now it's just a random number. The number doesn't matter anymore. Just the same as it will feel like, well, I worked to 120, now I'm 60 again. I feel like my work was worthless. It's a perspective thing. It's definitely very much a matter of how people feel about the content and how their efforts and their work and the time they put in was respected or not respected. If people feel like you are, as a company, saying, oh, we don't care, you know, we're just going to do this, no worries, you know, you don't matter as a player, that'll upset people, I think. Chris, right, that is absolutely true. They definitely need to handle it better than their Diablo Immortal announcement.
All right, well, let's move on before we get more ranty.
Okay.
So, Crucible of Storms rating is still going pretty strong. Actually, as of this reset, the Horde Hall of Fame for Crucible of Storms is closing, because we finally have 100 Horde guilds having completed Mythic Crucible. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's great for Horde people. Alliance hasn't finished that yet, so there's still their cross realm. Alliance, as of that posting, has 88 guilds that have completed Mythic Crucible. So, you know, get on that. Oh, no, sorry, no, they have 12. They need 88. Yikes.
So,
like, actually get on that.
Will they actually have that done before 8.2 hits?
I mean, we had our doubts last time, and it's still... And they, like, caught up pretty quick. It's just a gearing thing at this point.
I think it's a combination of it's a gearing thing. I think there are less hardcore raiding alliance groups.
Oh, and people just don't care about Crucible. They don't care about the race for Crucible.
That was gonna be my next thing. It's that mini raid, and so a lot of the hardcore raid guilds don't actually take these mini raids seriously.
Yep,
so.
Method sure didn't. They weren't world first.
So yeah, this just doesn't surprise me one bit. But good on the Horde, though. Well done, guys.
In fairness, isn't the Horde usually first in this?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because again, I feel like most of the hardcore mythic guilds do tend to be Horde.
Yep. That's just how it works out. Those racials, man.
Well, yeah, hopefully the Alliance can hit that before 8.2 hits, whenever that may be. Speaking of 8.2 and release.
Speaking of 8.2 and releases, we still don't have an actual date. Lots of theories floating around out there. What we do know, though, is that there is, in fact, another new build being put out on the PTR servers, and this is another... This is the first release candidate build. So it's more of the build of what it's going to be like when it actually comes live, which basically means we're getting closer to A2. Again, don't actually have a date yet, but a lot of theories point to the first week in July, and a couple others point to mid-July. So we'll see, but we're getting closer. We're almost there.
Yeah, I mean, we got the message last week that season 2 is ending right away.
Yeah.
So it's definitely coming close.
I almost jumped into the PTR earlier this week, or last week, but I want to experience it as live, so I didn't, but I still might because I'm really excited for it. Have either of you gone to the PTR yet?
Oh, no. Any of my testing time has been classic.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't PTR.
I normally don't because, again, the spoilers, but I feel like I can go to, like, Mechagon in that area.
You said it wrong.
Well, it's not. I'm not talking about the dungeon. I'm talking about the Mechagon area.
Okay. Oh.
There's a difference.
And if you're talking about the dungeon?
If you're talking about the dungeon, it's a mega dungeon. And if you so choose, Mechagon. But I'm talking about the actual questing area. You don't have to go all metal with it.
Just because you don't have to doesn't mean you shouldn't.
You still can if you so choose. This is indeed true. I'm sure the gnomes would appreciate it. But yeah, so PTR is still out there. Go check it out if you so desire.
Yeah,
and it's only a matter of time at this point.
I'm gonna say for the record, I do not see the first week in July because July 4th. Nah, they're not releasing that 2 days before July 4th. No way.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. I think we're looking at the following week or mid July.
Yeah, like 8th or 15th. Probably either one of those is a pretty good bet. But yeah.
Plus, we'll probably get another Q&A before it actually comes out.
Probably. Oh yeah.
But we're getting there. We're close.
We are closing on the finish line, guys.
Hey everybody. Just a quick update as I'm editing the show. Today Blizzard announced the release date of patch 8.2, which we talked about, and it is the coming Tuesday. So June 25th will be the release date of patch 8.2. Prepare yourselves, flying is almost here.
Well, speaking of H2 stuff, there was an interesting little debuff? I don't know what to call it. It's an aura. That was data mined. That was data mined in H2. called Experience Eliminated, and the tooltip reads, experience gains from quests and kills vastly reduced. Someone in your party has chosen to no longer gain experience. So the way that this buff works is that if you are invited to a group, if you go out of your way to go to group up with somebody who has reduced, who has stopped their experience gain, you're going to get your experience gain reduced by 95%. It was confirmed earlier today that you have to go out of your way to group up with these people. If you were to encounter these people while queuing for random dungeons or island expeditions or whatever, you will not suffer that experience debuff.
Okay, that's good.
Which I think is the best way to do it. Now, this was done in response to the island expedition and freehold leveling exploit thing. Where basically, if you're a level 110 demon hunter with the red gear and legendaries, you're able to boost somebody from 110 to 120 in just about 2 hours. Just chaining freehold.
Because freehold's amazing and I love it.
So yeah, that was done in an effort to prevent that from happening, and I'd have to say it's also pretty effective. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people angry about this, but you know, that's expected. Another thing this is affecting is leveling with islands and just farming islands, because it was also a pretty effective way to farm island content. Which people are not thrilled about. They're like, made the least fun aspect of the game even less fun. I like island expeditions.
Oh yeah, I still like them.
It's mindless content, and it's, yeah. Mindless content is still fun content to some people.
I like them.
But yeah, no, I'm not mad at this. I mean, I didn't realize that this leveling exploit was a thing, but I mean, clearly, they want the content to be experienced at a certain pace, and even getting through that in about 2 hours is I'd imagine not what they would like.
I'm glad this won't affect anybody that joins up via Pug, though. That would be
that was the big concern that people had when this was first discovered. They were like, "What happens if you just group up with them in Dungeon Finder? Don't worry about it. I mean, you have to worry about your guildies trolling you every once in a while, but like, that's just guildies, man."
Yeah, that's kind of
wouldn't know the feeling. Well, I'm glad they're addressing an issue, and I'm glad that they are being very clear of how it's going to affect players, even those who may unintentionally be joining with somebody who is doing this. So, that's good. So, Toasty, I'm sure you're really excited by these hints that we're seeing about some more allied races coming to the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if they're going to add one race from this current expansion that is a non-player race currently, I'm sure they'll add a second one.
Yep, probably.
And if they're going to add a second one, I'm confident it would be, well, probably turtles, right?
Apparently not.
You're not bitter or anything, right, Toasty?
Okay. You guys follow me on Twitter, right?
Yes.
So
therefore, I have seen nothing but blue stuff for the last several days, yes.
You also noticed that I broke up my blues-related tweeting for two things. One was for a friend of mine. The other was to complain about this.
I'll be honest, I didn't actually see the complaint about this.
It was in reply to somebody, I think. I think I was replying to... who was I replying to? Desmophisto.
Yeah. The way I follow you, I can't see your replies to people.
Yeah. So that was one of the instances that I broke up my blues celebration, was to complain about this. I don't want it.
Okay. Would you take it if it meant you also get Tertolans?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like we're getting Tertolans. One change was made.
Okay, but they're not just going to give one faction a allied race. They're going to give a neutral both race. Of them.
Be still. A neutral race. Wouldn't be the first time they've done a neutral race.
It's true.
But in the story of BFA, there isn't a whole lot of reason for the Vulpera to be neutral.
Yeah. Like, I've had zero interaction with the Vulpera because I play Alliance. So, I guess that's enough of an indication to realize why they're not going to be an Alliance.
Exactly. So, if they're giving Vulpera to the Horde, they're going to give a race to the Alliance, and why would it not be Tortolan? Like, what other race would they give the Alliance?
Mechanomes, probably. Which is great for Frasley. I'd be happy for you, dude. But, like...
Yeah, but, I mean, like, it's been explained before. We've had this conversation in our chat, in our Discord chat before. An armored max-level Mechanome just looks like an armored gnome. Like, there's nothing that we've seen so far says there's a huge difference in the appearance of a properly dressed mechanome versus a regular gnome.
Oh yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I'm aware of this. Like, I've told myself that in my head to try to, like, rationalize away from it. But as I've said numerous times, which it doesn't really apply this season. But I'm a Blues fan, and I'm from Winnipeg. I've conditioned myself for disappointment.
Not disappointed this year.
Nope. But I'm still conditioned for it.
Well, I think that's a Jets fan in you, really.
Yeah. Now it is.
Next year.
So, in my head, it's like, well, we're just going to get Vulpera, and it'll be a neutral race for everybody, or we're going to get another one as Alliance that I won't care about because it's not a turtle.
Well, however it works out, I think personally, the Vulpera would be pretty awesome. They look like they would be a lot of fun, and I know we actually have some listeners, Leo Wild, I'm looking at you, who would die a very happy person if they got Vulpera in the game finally. Like, there is a small section of the player base who have been so committed to get the Vulpera in game. Like, I think they've had, like, sit-ins and things like that, and they're just there, just so intensely into getting the player in-game. So if this is really going to happen, I'm very happy for them.
I simply have to question your statement of a small section of the player base. I think there's a very large section of the player base that wants playable Vulpera.
Well, yeah, there probably is, but, like, there's a section of people who just... Their desire for it is very intense.
Totally, so if you're listening to the show and you want to play as a shell boy or shell girl, you know, whatever, let me know and we'll have our own thing, because I want playable Tortolan.
I should totally edit in right around the conversation we're talking about Vulpera, a what does the fox say?
No, totally. Don't do it. Totally, no.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't. I don't should. Do it.
Yep. It's a trap.
Well, of course it is. I mean, I never expected it not to be a trap. Come on.
Don't do it.
In this particular Wowhead article about this, the Vulpera
advocates
image The image is a pirate, so you know another.
Oh, that one alley over.
Another mark for that.
Now they're just pandering.
Wait, is this image actually named? Here's one for Alley, at JPG.
It's pretty great looking. You have to admit that. He doesn't have to admit it if he doesn't want to.
Would be better looking. It was a pirate turtle.
I'll take a pirate turtle.
Turtles make more sense anyway than pirate fox people.
All right. Anybody listening to this episode, we need art of a pirate tortolan to compare with in time for next episode. Go.
No pressure or anything.
Nope, not at all. I am confident there's some people out there who can do something in like 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can do something in 5 minutes. Hold on.
No, we're doing a show, man. This is not the time to be doing art. Or stick figures, even.
How would you do a stick figure turtle?
Oh my gosh, Bugsley, that's amazing.
How would you do a stick figure turtle?
No idea. But apparently Bugsley already got there, so.
Bugsley, yes, see? So if you're not in our chat, Bugsley just posted a picture of a like plushy turtle. It's a pirate. And now Bugsley and I are friends. I don't know if you knew that or not, but we're friends now.
All right. Good to know. Glad you made a new friend. All right. Well, enough talking about dreams of Tortolan and Vulpira and plushies and pirates and stuff.
I still want my pirate Murloc.
I know. Let's just talk about our second sponsor, shall we?
All right, so today's show is also brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to listen to the second book of the Arcane Ascension series, On the Shoulders of Titans. Let's have a listen.
At the open book in front of me, rereading the final lines. And I'll be especially interested in seeing your next move, little brother. Survive, and you'll soon see mine. Tristan Cadence. I'd spent the last 5 years of my life wondering about Tristan's fate. Had he somehow survived failing the tests? If he had died, could I bargain with the goddess to resurrect him if I reached the top of the tower? I had my answer now. Tristan not only survived, he spent the last 5 years practicing how to sound like the villain from a stage play. I allowed myself a weak chuckle, but I didn't feel like my joke was particularly funny. The situation didn't feel funny either, nor did it feel as joyous as it should have. This wasn't how our reunion was supposed to happen. I felt sick. I let my disbelief influence me for a moment while I wrote a reply. Dear Voice of the Tower, if you are Tristan Cadence, I would appreciate some proof. Corin.
So once again, that was On the Shoulders of Titans, Arcane Ascension, Book 2. Written by Andrew Rowe and narrated by Nick Podell. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. And we thank Audible for supporting the show. So our question of the week for this week was, what kind of tattoo options would you like to see for the other races? WikiBH says, I personally don't care, but really I'd be fine with any and all options for those that do want. Frasley says, would love to see the ability, this is a pipe dream, to be able to make your own tattoos like the Guild Tavern designer. That's actually, I like that.
See, I've always felt the Guild Tavern designer was just really weak. I just didn't have as many options as I would have liked, but that's just me. Brawlswow says, how's this one? Attached Shaman Bloodlust icon. For real though, I'd love to see some class-specific Silverhand for Paladin or Ravenholt Big Raven maybe, etc. Of course, I'd love a Shaman one too. And Marley Greypod says, just give me my Wildhammer Dwarves with their woad facial tattoos and I'll finally be complete.
I 100% agree with you, Marley Grey. Give me Wildhammers, man. And I'll come down about Tortolans for an episode.
I'm not surprised you said that. So Zeph says, also not surprised, gnome faces on a Tauren's butt. And Capo says, honestly, unless they allow a truly player customizable tattoo creation interface is not something I care about. It would be awesome to be able to draw or upload a photo of custom art to use.
I agree with that, but there's risks of problems. Yeah, Zeph, I'd like to clarify: is your goal here to ensure that Manitorns get their butts kicked by each other by to punt the gnomes? Just clarifying. And is it more than just one specific gnome's face, or is it just all general gnome faces? Just clarifying.
To be able to customize it, like you customize a gnome drink character creation.
Okay. I was thinking more like maybe like a three gnome moon, like three wolf moon shirts they had back a few years ago. You know, something like that. Like a three.
Years ago. I saw one last week.
All right. All right. So next week's question. What do you think about the possibility of a level squish? How would you do it? I think we've thoroughly discussed this already.
Yes.
I look forward to hearing everybody else's answers. Seriously.
I'm sure we'll get lots of very interesting and creative answers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I am going to give the first shout-out of this episode to Toasty. Shock me. Give me something I'm not expecting for your shout-out this week.
What?
Give me something I'm not expecting as your shout-out for the week.
I can't do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Shout out to the St. Louis Blues, the 2019 Stanley Cup champions. I could die a happy man. That was easily the best day of my life, which is really depressing when I say that out loud. But screw it. I'm very happy.
Dude, do not feel that that's depressing, that you're happy that your team won the championship of their league, one of the toughest leagues in this country, in this world, for their sport. Do not be ashamed by that.
So happy. I still tear up when I watch when I watch replays.
I have no doubt about that. All right, Allie, how about you?
So mine slightly heavy this week. Mine goes to Stone over at WoW Challenges. Some of you may not know, some of you may know. Stone has ALS, and it's been nice that it's more of a slow progressing version of it. But unfortunately, since February, that progression has been increasing. And he, with these problems, he has not been able to devote the time and energy he wants to WoW Challenges, to the website, to the community in general over there, which it's an awesome community, by the way. And these challenges are awesome. You should go check them out, wowchallenges.com. But he has announced that he's basically transitioning away from being in charge of it all, and he's handed over the reins to his co-host on the show, Lita, and Stare, who's also in the community. And there was a very heartfelt post made on the website, and it was I teared up a lot when I read it, because Stone's an amazing guy, and he has put a lot of time and effort into these challenges and into the website, making it all work and keeping it going for people at a time when it was going to fall through the cracks. And I wish Stone all the best, and I hope it does get back to a point where it progresses slowly again, because ALS is pretty not good, for lack of more show appropriate words. So just shout out to Stone. Love you, man. And you please take care of yourself.
Love you, dude.
Absolutely. It's definitely, I'm sure it's not an easy thing to live with, and like I expressed my thoughts on that on Twitter. So all the best, and it takes a strong person to be willing to turn over the reins of something they created to others. So
it's in great hands. I mean, and Stone's still around to help out with everything and make sure everything's set up for success. But it's I know that was not an easy decision.
Absolutely. My shout out is going to be to all of the listeners of this podcast who are infinitely patient with me and my slow editing. I am trying to get better, and I really appreciate all the support and all of the kindness that people provide, and I really thank you guys all for being there. You could be real angry and stop listening because of the slow edits and the slow releases, but I appreciate your patience. So thank you all.
Can I add a second shout out?
Is it also to the Blues?
No.
All right, who?
We'll give a second shout out to the listeners again. Again, for their patience, but for a different reason. For putting up with me talking about hockey on a WoW podcast for the past 2 months.
Yeah. Sorry, two I know months. You've been talking about all season.
Okay, but even more so these past 2 months.
Fair enough.
Because it's the playoffs, because it's the cup. Thank you. I am so sorry. But also, like, I'll probably do it again next year.
Oh yeah. I think most people probably expect that.
Yeah.
We'll see what next year holds. Maybe the cup will be in a Canadian team's hand, say in the central part of Canada.
To be fair,
Colorado, whatever.
In a Rocky Mountain area.
St. Louis is 70. St. Louis team is 76% Canadian.
This is true. However, their team is not located in Canada, so
they have the most Canadians on their team of any of the NHL teams.
Yeah, whatever. Still not a Canadian team.
It's just a team of Canadian.
Yes, it's team of Canadians, not a Canadian team.
there was one caption that I saw. There was one image that I saw. What was it? It was all them celebrating. And where did I put that image? It was an image of them celebrating. And the closed captioning was just various thick prairie accents saying woo and effin. And I'm like, well, that pretty much sums up exactly what happened when they were celebrating.
All right, so before we go into our outro, Toasty, for the last time before the next season of hockey begins, are there any lines or quotes or statements you'd like to make that promote how much of a Canadian hockey fan you are?
Oh, man. Put me in the spot, why don't you?
I'll give you one last chance before the end of the, you know, before the end of the wrap-up of the season.
Why? Why would you do this? I don't...
Because you've had them all playoffs. You've been saying stuff all playoffs. I figured you still had some left.
But there's so many things.
Say them all.
Gloria?
Well, we're going to get to that.
But so many of them are just full of cursing. You said I could curse one time, and I did that.
Correct. Are there none that do not include cursing?
No. Literally all of them have cursing.
All right, then. Well, then let's do our outro, then.
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, call 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. Join our BattleNet group at bit.ly/BNetATA and our Discord at bit.ly/ATA Discord. Which is where we record every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central. You can find us on Twitter at AllThingsAZ, at Medros, at Fandeth, at Toasty Posty Can, at Aleandrus K, and at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of another stress test.
Bye.
All right, Toasty, one more time.
Play freaking Gloria.
This podcast brought to you by Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2019. Get more at thedawnforge.com.